Okay, it's Wednesday evening. This is 2:10:21. I was sitting there before getting ready, just praying in the spirit, and the Lord said, ask Jackie about this. I said, okay. And this is what I'm supposed to ask you. What are you doing about the real estate stuff?
I'm still doing that.
Okay.
I've got just a little bit more to go on that.
Okay. All right, well, I just had it to be careful you don't step off of your timeline. The timeline God has for you, don't step off of a timeline that He's got you on. For whatever that means. So I think He wants you to pursue the, sounds like the real estate, because I'm thinking, what? Because I did, you know, that's not something I was thinking about. It just came out of the blue. About real estate. So, you know, and something else the Lord said, which this is to all of us, this is what He said as I was sitting there getting just before. The Lord wants us to reign. Have we really reigned? For the most part, have we really reigned? A few people have, but as the body of Christ, have we really reigned? Not as His body, we haven't. I'm going to look at just a few scriptures here about reigning before I move on. Romans 5:17. It says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Okay, let's look at two more, then I'll tell you the rest of it. Revelation 11:17. The Lord wants us to reign. Says, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And then Revelation 24. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. See, this is, we're fixing to have a transfer. A transfer of leadership all across the world. We see it. Governments are being toppled right now. Our government's being toppled right now. And there's going to be a shift in leadership of people that God has been grooming behind the scenes. Nobody knows who they are. And, you know, He's going to have them just move right into position. He's going to raise them up to reign. Okay, all right. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. What is this all about? It's about, what does reigning mean? It means you have decided to stay on God's timeline and follow Him, even when it's not convenient. I remember I was thinking about it today. Brother Copeland said, I've quit the ministry 5,000 times. And there's times you think, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. But I know, Lord, where am I going to go? He is the only one that has life. He is the only one that's worthy to follow. He is the only one that has the answers. He wants us to reign. This is what He said. When He came back the first time, He taught men about the kingdom of God. He got miffed at the religious leaders when warranted because they were hindering the people from entering in. But He had mercy and compassion on the people. We will do the same. That's why the Lord said, don't get so up and out of shape about people not knowing, because in my day they didn't know either. Yeah. The people didn't know when he came the first time, and they won't know when his kingdom comes the second time. Most Christians that I know nothing about reigning. Just because your word of faith doesn't mean you know how to reign. I didn't know how to reign after being in it since, a long time. We will teach them how, just like Jesus did, and we will have the demonstration of his power in us in manifestation. Jesus showed the kingdom of God in manifestation to the people. God made the earth for man, and he wants his man to reign there. As leaders and people begin to be renewed from their indoctrination, they will begin to see my will for them to rule and reign in my domain through the power of my name. Matthew 10:16 says, be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. You know, we don't have to blast them awake, or we don't have to... I heard Charlie Ward say this. He said, I've about decided that I'm getting real selective about who I even speak to about anything. And he said, when I shine the light, I shine it on the ground. Because people, you know, if we're going in a blasting, you know, what good is it going to be if we go in a blasting them and they're offended? We've lost them. Or overwhelmed. That's why the Lord said, I guess it was Sunday, I had that about being very selective and let the Lord lead you for those words in due season to speak to him that's thirsty. That's the way the Lord is. He always gives us a choice. He doesn't force his will upon us. He doesn't force us to do things, but he asks, you know, he presents it to us, and he lets us choose what we'll do. A spoonful of sugar lets the medicine go down. Jesus went about doing good, and that's what convinced the people. They saw the power of God in manifestation. It wasn't so much his words. Yes, it was. It was with power and authority, but it was a demonstration of the power also as a combination. Hey, you know, he speaks to the storms. He walks on the winds and the waves. He fed the multitude. He did acts of power. So that's just a thought that the Lord gave me before. So we'll get to regular teaching tonight now. This is called a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. Current events in the light of God's Word, part 7. And y'all are going to love this. It's another Q&A. Part 7. Y'all ready? Hey, y'all don't know this by like the back of your hand. All right, what is the New World Order? Anybody?
Okay, so what do you mean and what is the New World Order? Satan's, I don't know what answer you're looking for, but it's, you know, it's Satan's plan, right?
It's the beast system.
Yeah, it's the world government that the Antichrist system resides over. Yeah. Oh, I forgot my dollar. Let me see something. Thought I had a... I was going to bring a dollar in here. Well, I've got a deal. All right. What does the Latin phrase Novus Ordo Seclorum mean? It's on the back of the dollar with the pyramid.
New World Order.
Yeah, New World Order. Good. Who put the phrase Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill in 1935? Franklin D. Roosevelt. Yeah. What is the difference between the beast in Daniel 7 and in Revelation 13? Yeah, I love it.
The same.
Well, in Daniel, they're separate. In Revelation, they're combined. Who is the dragon? Satan. That old serpent, the devil, and Satan. Where is the United Nations headquarters located?
Here or there?
Huh?
Here? The headquarters in Europe?
It's in
London, or it's in, or in Italy somewhere?
New York City.
Yeah, New York. That's what I was asking, here or there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. What are the seven heads of the beast in Revelation? The seven heads. The head of the lion, Great Britain, head of the bear, Russia, the four heads of the leopard, Germany, and the head of the ten horned beast, which is the New World Order, which is, I showed you the chart, the European Union, the ten. It's not really nations, it's regions. If you notice in the Hunger Games, they were in sectors or regions. Which head of the beast in Revelation 13 was wounded? One of the heads of the leopard. Which head?
See what I mean?
I still have a little issue with that because it says he was wounded by a sword in the book of Revelation. I don't see how.
Well, from an aerial view of the Berlin Wall, it looks like a scar. From a jagged dagger.
Oh, it goes. I don't know which head. Third one, I guess. Second one.
One, two.
I don't know. Fourth one.
Fourth Reich. First Reich.
Yeah.
World War II, Second Reich. World War I, Second. World War II, Third. This is World War IV. People don't realize that. It really is. After the Russian nuclear thing. I heard somebody say that today again, not 107, but somebody else said that we're actually in, this is a cyber war, and it is World War IV, and he went into, it kind of was discouraging because he talked about how we've been so infiltrated cyberly by China and how they did it. They've compromised our whole government. These people are not where they want to be because they want to be there. A lot of them, it's because they're compromised. They honeypot or whatever they did to them, now they have to do their bidding. They threaten them, you know, we'll take out your family or we'll do this or that. You lose everything if you go back on your word. And that's why it appears they're all standing up against the president. All of them are just right and left are being traitorous because they've been compromised. And I understood it a little better. It's absolutely a cyber war. Yeah, there's boots on the ground. There are soldiers, and there are some action. But for the most part, it is a cyber war. Yeah. When was the deadly wound healed?
When the wall came down.
All right. Do you know when that was? That's when it was. That's when it went into place.
No, I don't.
November 3rd. That's kind of. That was election day. 89. How long has the New World Order been farming?
How long has it been what?
Jackie got it right. Farming. How long has the beast system or the New World Order been farming?
What did you say?
Genesis 3, yeah. Well, how do you think you did? We're going to look at a few more things this evening. It's going to be short because, well, okay. All right. Maybe this is one, yeah, maybe this is one we shouldn't record. Okay, we're going to look at the seals, all right? The seals, In the book of Revelation, a lot of times people don't understand it because it's actually the same story told at least three times. One story is long. The seals are the long story. The long story. And we're going to read the seals. All right. This is Revelation 5. So far, the Q&As are not going. Okay. All right. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. This kind of puts the aliens theory to rest, too, when it says, no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able. Yeah. I've heard people say, I heard a guy talking about, you know, the Pleiades, this advanced race from a faraway place. And I thought, this is bunk. This is garbage. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. The title, the book Revelation, the word means disclosure. So when the seal comes off, the truth is disclosed. This is the revelation. This is the disclosure of Jesus Christ. That's what this book is about. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Just like I started this teaching out. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth. Here we go again. Heaven, earth. The firmament is called heaven. The stars and the moon and the sun are within heaven. Not talking about third heaven, God's heaven. We're talking about our universe, our whatever you call it. Most people call it a planet. I don't know that it is. I don't know if it qualifies that. I don't know what qualifies a planet. All right. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. Now, we looked in Zechariah about the four spirits just a few weeks ago. These seals are revealing, these first four seals are revealing the spirits that have been infiltrating our earth for evil. Okay? And I saw and behold, have y'all been speaking about those four spirits? I have. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. To me, that's the Pope, the Vatican, Catholicism. He wears the little crown, or that little whatever it is on his head. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and they should kill one another, and there was given him a great sword. Sounds like communism, doesn't it? It sounds like Antifa. What have they been doing nearly all of 2020? Rioting, looting, pillaging, killing people. Yeah. No peace. For the first time in our nation, we've had false flag events, but never have we ever seen where they're just going in and ravaging cities. And they're all the ones that were communist mayors and governors that were doing this, that were following that agenda. No peace at all. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Capitalism, what do we just see? We just saw what happened with GameStop, and then with the run on silver. And what I hear, that gold is what will take down the Federal Reserve. This is all capitalism here. This is all the black horse resource. When we are a society, a kingdom, that Father God is taking care of, we have no cares. We don't have that, I got to get out there and make money. I got to take and sweat with my own brow. I've got to sweat. I've got to make a living. I've got to have a better job with better pay. I have to have these things. I have to get out there, and I don't have time to go to church. I don't have time to read my Bible because I have to get to work. I have to have two jobs now. Even the wife has to work. We have to fall, and the kids are off to daycare. You see the care and the... It's all about commerce. That's what Adventist Maritime Law is. It's the law of the sea. You even have a price on your head. You're just a piece of stock with a stock certificate called a birth certificate and a social security number. This is revealing to us the slavery that we have all been under since Satan showed up in the garden and took back what God gave man. If you think about it, let's go over there just a second. I think it's chapter 2. What God, well, we saw he made the earth. All right. This is verse 8 of chapter 2. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow. The Lord made it grow, every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. See, the tree of life is for the healing of the nations in the kingdom of God, not med beds. And a river went out of Eden to the water of the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And the name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. What are we fixing to get? Gold-backed currency. And the gold of that land is good. There's bedlam and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. I mean, that land right there, Africa. Think about the Garden of Eden is in Africa. Is it any wonder that probably the people that were there first probably were black? A lot of the Egyptian hieroglyphics have blacks. You know, so that should not be surprising to anybody. But it's one of the most ravaged and taken advantage of continents there is because it's so rich and diamonds, gold, and all that stuff. And the name of the third river is Sedekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. And God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So what was he supposed to do there? Reign. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Do you see why God's going to have his day of rest and he's going to be at rest? Because we're finally reigning and there's no devil to stop us. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat it. From the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. See, Satan came and robbed it all from him. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. So, what did he do? He called it like God called it, light be, light was. That's reigning. Not working, not striving, not just... You look up and you think, where did the years go? I just worked my life away. And nothing to show for it. Because the regime that's tried to push itself forward, their plan is to take all of your retirement and everything you got anyway. Give you a cubicle and you'll be happy. We'll take everything you got and you'll like it. Yeah, right. You know what you can do with that? Anyway. All right. God wants us to reign. Okay, where did I stop in Revelation? All right, I was reading 5. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I got off on capitalism. All right. Doesn't that sound like a stock report? A measure of wheat for a penny, 3 measures of barley for a penny. See, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. See, that's all fixing to come down. This was all the start of, we're in just the Nasera, Jasera. Well, it's Nasera first, then Jasera. The U.S. has to be first. And so this is part of the rollout. This is what's going to cause the Fed to come down in that little, I don't know what, I guess she's that little short lady with the white hair, little new little swamp creatures. It's over the Fed. She's going to be disappointed, isn't she? But anyway, I don't care. She needs to be. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. Power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth, Islamism. The reason I say that is because they are a religion of death. Now, if somewhere down the line it was okay and it got messed up, I guess so. But you know what? Allah's not Jehovah, and he never will be. So I don't know how you fuse those two together. When I hear that, I just go, I don't think so. I just heard a Kim Clement prophecy about how they want to go into every culture and push Sharia law. They're very intolerant. And he said, God will not hear. He doesn't want Allah in his United States of America. So that tells me right there, you know? Yeah. All right, it's the pale horse. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. The last 6,000 years, there have been a lot of people that were children of God slaughtered. A lot of people. There's been a lot since Roe v. Wade, but there was a lot before. The Catholic Church and the Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, their oath is, if you don't believe like we believe, well, we'll kill you. Dash the baby's heads against the rocks, that type of thing. Rip the babies out of the mama's belly, that type of thing. They're all part of this. I pray for the Catholic people, the ones that have a true heart after God, those that are truly born again, that they will see and come out of that. I mean, I know there's like the Archbishop Vigano. He is calling and saying, telling the people, trying to get the president to do what he could do. And they cried with a loud voice saying, "How long, O Lord, how long? 6,000 years." This is the way I feel when I hear, well, we hadn't hit the tribulation yet. I'm thinking, these people are saying, how long? Been waiting a long time. "Holy and true dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth." Just think of all the years that Israel sinned in Moloch and Baal worship. "And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood." How many blood moons have we had just in the last, 2014, 2015? Never heard of a blood moon until that time. "And the stars fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her timely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." I call this draining the swamp. It may be natural stars, but I believe it's sports stars, political stars, movie stars, Illuminati. They're falling. They're falling. "And the heaven departed, and as a scroll when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island moved out of their places." The only way the heaven would depart is if Jesus come and rolls it up like a scroll. That's the only way. Okay, "and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountain." This is Armageddon here, I told you. Three stories. Seals are the long story. That's what we're reading here. They're hiding in their bunkers, their underground cities. I was listening to Gene talk about 92% of the U.S. is cleaned out. But the other nations, maybe 10%, 12%, I mean, there's a lot to go. There's a lot to go. And a lot of those places over there, those dumbs have been there longer. "And they said to the mountains, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" No place to go, no place to run. They just don't know how place to go. They can't run anymore. They know what they've done. And they know who they got to face. All right. This is 8, verse 1. "And when he had opened the seventh seal," well, if you read, just a second, you read chapters, the rest of the, on this chapter 7 here, you will see this is where the angels gather the saints together, and he seals the saints, and he wipes their tears away. See, this is the part of Revelation everybody dreads, thinking all this is going to happen to us. No, it's happening to those who took the mark. I saw something today. I took pictures of it on my phone. It was about the monster drinks. You know, it has this jagged three things. And in the Hebrew, well, what it equates to, it's the mark of the beast. And on the can, it says we picked the biggest effing can we could. And then it said something else about it had to do with it was sexual perversion written in the ingredients on the can.
What was this?
It's the monster energy drink. Yeah, it means 666 in Hebrew. It's yeah. These characters in Hebrew on the can. It looks like it's more like a claw going like that. And she picked out all the symbology. She's saying, be careful what you buy and what you drink and whatever, because we found the pyramids on the Nabisco. Is it Nabisco? Yeah, and one of them just had a huge pyramid on the box. I'm thinking, I've never seen that before. It was like it was imprinted in the box. Mm-hmm. So, see, his, you talk about the marks of the beast. His marks are all over everything. People say, well, oh, shit. You know, blind man could see it. I mean, really, totally. All right, chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. All right, the trumpets right there are the shorter story. And the vials, which the shorter story we'll probably read next week. To me, the trumpets are sounding warnings. This is where we get into the false flag events. And then the vials are the real short story, because that's God's judgment. That's when he takes them out. One more question. Why is the last beast red? Because the Antichrist system is a socialistic, communistic nation. What is communism? I'll read that to you. You don't have to answer this. A political theory derived from Karl Marx, advocating class war and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned and each person works and is paid according to their abilities and needs. Universal income, don't matter if you're a doctor or a janitor. What is socialism? A political and economic theory of social organization which advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. We can see this plain, especially since last year the agenda Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Black Lives Matter stated clearly that they are Marxist. That's pure communism. What does Antifa stand for? It's a political protest movement compromising of autonomous groups affiliated by their militant opposition to fascism and other forms of extreme right-wing ideology. Talking about Christians here, people. What does Black Lives Matter stand for? Okay, we're going to read to you right here. This is a key takeaway from the visit. This man visited the Black Lives Matter website, and the first frame you get is a large crowd with fists raised and the slogan, "Now we transform." This agenda isn't what most people signed up for when they bought their Spanx or registered for air or something. I don't know what that is. The goals of the Black Lives Matter organization go far beyond what most people think. Many see the slogan, Black Lives Matter, as a plea to secure the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, especially historically wronged African Americans. Do you know the biggest slave owner in the United States of America was a black man? There's been as much white slavery as there's been black. What they do is they try to divide you. They add the BLM hashtag to their social media profiles, carrying BLM signs and protest and make financial donations. Tragically, when they do donate, they are likely to bankroll a number of radical organizations founded by committed Marxists. I heard the leader, this black woman, she says we're Marxist. She's BLM leader. She's, you know, Marxist whose goals aren't to make the American dream a reality for everyone, but to transform America completely. This might be unknown to some of the world's best-known companies, which have jumped on the BLM bandwagon, brands like Airbnb, which I don't know what that is, Spanx, have promised direct donations. Get exclusive insider information from heritage experts delivered straight to your... Oh, okay. True, others like Nike and Netflix have shrewdly channeled their donations elsewhere, like the NAACP and other organizations that have led the struggle for civil rights for decades. These companies are likely aware of BLM's extreme agenda and recoil from bankrolling destructive ideas, but it requires sleuthing to learn this. Companies that don't do this hard work of providing air cover for a destructive movement and compelling their employees, shareholders, and customers to endorse the same. I think a lot of people think this is really to help black people. Just as BLM leaders like Alicia Garza, Partisi Colors, and Opal Tometi, in a revealing 2015 interview, Colors said, "Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists." That same year, Tometi was hobnobbing with Venezuela's Marxist dictator Nicolas Maduro, of whose regime she wrote, "In these last 17 years, we have witnessed the Bolivarian Revolution champion participatory democracy and construct a fair, transparent election system recognized among the best in the world." We know it was rigged. They run Venezuela. One of the richest countries in the world is now a you-know-what hole. Anyway, you get the picture of what the BLM is all about. Okay, I'm going to look at a couple other things here. Okay. This right here, we're talking about the dollar. This is what's on the back of our dollar, the pyramid. It's one of the most iconic images on the $1 bill, borrowed from Egyptian civilization. The pyramid connotes strength and ability to weather the ages. The Latin phrase "annuit coeptis" around the top of the pyramid means God has favored our undertaking. The phrase below the base, "Novus Ordo Scholarum," can be translated as a new order of the ages. You know, when they say God, it makes me question, what God are they serving on the dollar? I don't believe it's Jehovah. I don't. The all-seeing eye. As you've probably noticed many times, the pyramid on the dollar bill is no ordinary structure. It's topped with an open eye gazing out into eternity, seeing all in its wake. The founders of our country likely drew inspiration from Egyptian mythology, the Eye of Horus, for this imagery. The letters on the base of the pyramid. Don't try pronouncing MDCCLXXVI. They're Roman numerals spelling out 1776. It's the same sequence of Roman numerals seen on the tablet held by the Statue of Liberty. That's Lady Liberty. That's the one the French donated. And she represents free love, free sex, any way you want it, anything. Anything goes. So she's just another demonic symbol. I think about the movie where they were singing it. It was about the beauty pageant. I see her face. Yeah. Where they were singing Lady Liberty, do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. The Eagle Shield. According to Reader's Digest, the shield is unsupported to signify Americans should rely on their own virtue. The horizontal top bar of the shield symbolizes the federal government, and it holds together, yet is supported by vertical bars that represent individual states, 13 at the time it was designed. Stars above the eagle. Here's some more numerology on your currency. The stars are 13 in number to signify the 13 colonies from the founding days of our nation. Plus, it's also one of the skull and bones and all the Illuminati symbols, 13. The eagle's talons. The quincentennial American bird is clutching an olive branch in one talon and a group of arrows in the other. This actually comes from the tribe of Manessa. I just read that today. These are the lost tribes. These are their banners. And it is, you know, when I saw that, I thought, that's pretty cool. It's even bled down through our culture. It's a classical visual statement about the delicate balance between peace and war. And guess how many arrows the bird is holding? 13. Okay, let's see. But the symbolism of 13 doesn't stop here. If you look closely, there are 13 leaves on the olive branch and 13 olives too. All right, Department of the Treasury seal. We all recognize the scales of justice in this seal, but did you notice the 13 stars again below the scale and above the key? The latter, which is a perfect facsimile of a skeleton key, is symbolic of official authority, according to Reader's Digest. Federal Reserve District Number. Ever notice that number on the left side of the front of the bill? In the illustration below, it's 2, and can be seen to the left of the giant B. That number is the signifier of the Federal Reserve Bank that printed the bill. There are 12 Federal Reserve districts. See them all here. The example here was printed by the Reserve Bank of New York. Plate number. There is a combination of one letter, A to H, and one number, 1 to 4, to the left of the Federal Reserve district number in the case you see here. Taken together, the alphanumeric hybrid lets you know what position the note laid on the plate when it was painted. Okay. Anyway, I probably could have got as much information looking at a dollar as this. But anyway, I just wanted you to know, Federal Reserve, that's all part of the B system, and it is coming down. I got a couple more things. We'll be done. This was Buzz Aldrin. He came out with this on 11-6-14. He says, it's time. I confess the Apollo 11 missions, which landed man for the first time on the moon, was staged. None of it was real. Now I know there was a reporter, I saw the film, that he went up to him and told him about, was the moon landing a fake? He punched the guy in the nose. All right, this one here is about 5G towers have been converted. You still hear stuff about that. To 432 megahertz Tesla healing towers. Now, I told you about the TV having the megahertz up too high for humans. 432 is supposed to be healing for humans. Since 2019, America's 5G towers have been converted to 432 hertz Tesla healing towers. They were initially created by 1% in deep state to control and depopulate us, but Trump and his team have turned them into Tesla towers, just like the Mexican wall is also a Tesla healing wall. Since these 5G towers were created by 1% in deep state, you will see a COVID-19 stamp inside. They were going to use the virus with the 5G. That's what happened in China. We didn't get the same what they got there, because they had the unsafe 5G, and people were just dropping dead. You may have heard Trump speak of ventilators and how he will be shipping many to other countries to help with COVID-19. Well, it wasn't about that. And while we have been told through Q that ventilators have double meaning, many are left wondering what role these ventilators play. This just confirmed what I believed I knew. They're used when they rescue the children underground tunnels so they can breathe. As initially these children were dying as they were exposed to the surface for the first time, they realized these ventilators save lives. They are also covalent magnets, which make 5G safe. It's an alloy of cobalt, vanadium, and iron, creating a magnetic material that will also facilitate many innovative technological advances for our future, including space travel. Covalent essentially cleanses the impurities from the 5G and works on an ionic level to keep oxygen from being depleted. So just wanted to share that with y'all. So I'm thinking these things that we got going up all around us are supposed to be healing.